UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Nick Valvano. This Sports Center update brought to you by our friends at hexheadart.com. If you're looking to complete your man cave with some fantastic 3D metal artwork, use promo code ESPN for 15% off your order. That's at hexheadart.com. The locals, they're about to kick off, pun intended, their football season this weekend. UK first up, hosting Toledo tomorrow. And Pete Futek, who was on with Lachlan McLean earlier today on the Midday Rush, thinks that Toledo and the Rockets could be a challenge for the Wildcats.
Toledo's going to be an interesting test because they've got an offense that they're going to put up big numbers throughout the season. If they're not the favorite in the MAC, like you mentioned, they're close to it. It's a good, sound team that's at least more than just a speed bump for the Wildcats. But they can push the ball a little bit. So this will be a good test for the Kentucky defense.
You can catch that full interview on the Podcast Center at ESPNLouisville.com and on SoundCloud as well as iTunes. Just a reminder, immediately following the Wildcats and Toledo, it'll be the UK postgame show here on ESPN 680 105.7 with James Strebel and Jason Entz. To the red side of things, the Cardinals, they're set for a matchup with Notre Dame on Monday. Just a reminder, all ESPN Louisville programs will air Monday, leading you right up until kickoff. And then postgame will be immediately following the final buzzer. However, the line for the Cards and the Irish has moved from 20 to 19 to 18. Why all the movement? Betting expert Brandon Lang on the Diener Show this morning.
But I think a new coach is worth a look at plus 18.5. And then here you go. Understand this. This isn't public money. This isn't public money moving at 20 to 18.5. There's no public hype on Louisville. People ask me all the time, Drew, what's the difference between smart money?
Broadcasting live from the Papa John's studios, keep it locked on the V Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
On the V Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
Well, not quite. Nick Valvano here sitting in, holding down the fort as Bobby V comes back from commercial break. Him and Mike Pratt talking about some pretty cool KFOV. That's Kentuckiana Friends of V for those of you scoring at home. Some of those initiatives going on, they were kind of catching up, having an impromptu meeting, if you will. But again, go to KFOV.org for any information. And if you want to donate, got some pretty cool stuff coming up along with our bocce tournament at the Kentucky Castle. Pretty excited about that stuff. But yeah, Pops will be right back in studio in just a second. I think he's actually walking down the hallway as we speak. But it's going to be pretty exciting here at ESPN Louisville this weekend and on Monday. Just a reminder, a lot of great programming notes. This Saturday, it is the Kentucky-Toledo postgame show. Immediately following the final whistle, it will be Mark Stoops' press conference coming to you live. That's on ESPN 680-1057. James Strebel, Jason Entz, they'll have you for that one. But Have no fear, Cards fans. We got you covered on the red side as well. Monday, be sure to join Mark Ennis for the Coors Light pre- and post-game shows as we provide the latest coverage for U of L's home opener. Pre-game at 6 p.m., post-game to follow immediately after the game's conclusion. And you'll hear from Coach Scott Satterfield as well. All that Monday right here on ESPN Louisville. So, yeah, we got you covered on the blue side, got you covered on the red side. And just a reminder that we also have you covered on the NFL side. ESPN Louisville, your home for the NFL, including the Indianapolis Colts preseason game four. Oh, that was yesterday. I apologize. But we're also the home for the Ravens. That's over on 93.9 The Bill. Sorry, I'm a little distracted. Half reading that, half trying to find Pops. He was back in studio. There we go. That's pretty convenient. What's up, Pops?
How are
back
you?
To you in the newsroom.
Get this cut from Pete Futak ready, please, number one.
Which one was that? Oh, yeah, the one about...
It's written on the sheet here, Tolcito will be a
Tolcito? Yeah. Yeah, I didn't realize I did that. No, yeah, that was the soundbite actually in the Sports Center. You got to love that.
You just played it?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Oh, well, then we don't need to play it again. I didn't know. I was busy getting meds, so we're good.
And also talking with Mike Pratt.
So. No, I was getting meds.
I thought you were doing a KFO. You guys were kind of catching up on KFOV stuff. That's what I said on the air. That's what you were doing.
I was not, but that's okay.
Ah, I just lied to everybody.
No, you didn't lie. That's what you thought was going on, but you didn't realize how short that break was, which the listeners must have loved. But I have some medication that I'm supposed to take, and I needed to take it, and I was trying to bust it.
You know what I wish was longer?
Hey, how you doing? That should be
as it
trip.
Was coming out, I was like, ah, crap. No, what I wish was longer was the Sports Center bed. I was promoting all the great stuff, which I also just did again because I was tap dancing, waiting for you to get back over here. But in the Sports Center, I mentioned all the great programming we have, but I ran out of time for my Brandon Lang clip.
Which talk, was?
So I can play the whole thing now, but...
Okay, well, play it. What's he talking about?
He was talking about this morning, he was on the Diener show, and he was talking about the line movement with the Notre Dame-U of L spread, how it started at 20, went to 19, and then is now, I think, floating around 18. And there's a decent bite...
According to ESPN.com.
Oh, it's back 19. Up to 19? Okay, I think it fell as far as 18, like yesterday, late yesterday. But there's also another... There's a clip that I want to play following this clip from Pete Futek, who says that the line... Don't be surprised if the line moves back up to 20 because of the national perception of Notre Dame. But this is what Brandon Lang was talking about this morning on the Diener show.
But I think a new coach is worth a look at plus 18.5. And then here you go. Understand this. This isn't public money. This isn't public money moving at 20 to 18.5. There's no public hype on Louisville. People ask me all the time, Drew, what's the difference between smart money and public money? Well, I guarantee you public money is not moving a Louisville Notre Dame line.
Okay, he's talking about the wise guys, the whales, whatever it may be, whatever term you want to use. And so he's suggesting that if the spread is going down to 18, that obviously money's coming into Louisville side because they think that that's too many points to give, so they adjust it. So we'll see. If that's the case, there was a great book about how that really works. I wish I could remember the name of it. I will try and find it. Many of you probably read it. It was basically how big-time sports gambling works. This guy was a guy that was on the inside and how they have to spread the money around and they can't, you know, they get a reputation. The sports books won't take that huge amount of money. And so it was fascinating. And he's right. I mean, the whales are the ones that move the point spread. And believe me, he's right about that, too, that I was amazed in this book that, you know, if a spread moves a point and a half, it's an enormous deal to guys that are betting, you know, tens of thousands of dollars. So he's right. And what his point is that, you know, sometimes point spreads can be moved because there's a certain reputation. Like they used to say at Churchill Downs, Pat Day, you know, he could be riding your kitchen chair and he'd go off at, you know, at 5-2 or even money. It's the same thing. There are some national brand teams that they get so much. They get so much a notoriety that the general public can move the line. He's suggesting that isn't the case here, that if that line's moving, it's not because of that, because, So this would be wise guys moving the money. It's not the Joe Jablonski sports fan who's going to be running out and saying, I got to get on Louisville because they are, oh, my God. I mean, you know, you lost your shirt if you played Louisville last year because people kept – Mike Tyson syndrome where people kept waiting for them to get it right, and then they never did. So the fact of the matter is you know, he's suggesting that the wise guy money, the whale money, the big money, is coming in on Louisville. So if that's the case, then that should be encouraging if you're a Louisville fan. This is the story that I wanted to get to yesterday and forgot. To me,
can I play this soundbite before you do that?
If you want to make you happy.
Thanks, Dad. That's very nice of you. Thanks. No, it was this
would be a perfect segue to what I was talking about, but that's okay.
Oh, all right. Well, if you had, I thought you were completely like, okay, done with that topic, no. Moving to another. Because this, I had the Pete Futek soundbite about him talking about how it's probably going to go more towards, it's going to move back up to 20.
Okay. Well, this will still be on that vein. So play your soundbite, and then I'll do this story, which is related to what we're talking about.
Yay. College football news, Pete Futek on earlier today with Lachlan McClain.
Because it's national, people would bet on the Irish. And it might go up by game time because it's the only thing happening on Monday night. And you'll hit the public out there that'll be chasing, and then they'll be, yeah, you know what, this went down a little bit. It'll be a market correction. It'll probably go back up to 20, I'm guessing, by game time. But my thought is, again, I know I'm crazy, and obviously if you're saying they're worse, that it's not as good, I'm with you. But I still kind of thought that there's just enough offensive talent there where maybe, again, the lines are a problem, the defense is an issue, but maybe they can kind of keep up at home just a little bit, just enough to keep within three touchdowns.
All right.
That's what you're looking at. And keep in mind, you know, all it takes is, that's what I've always said, the reason I'm leery about giving so many points is because all it takes is one bad play. One first game jitter play, you know, a silly thing where you fumble and it's a scoop and score type deal. And now all of a sudden they really have to win by four touchdowns just to cover because they got to make up for the one cheap touchdown that you got. So, yeah, it's a lot of points. It is a lot of points. But I just and listen, whatever, however it turns out, you're going to want to call and yell at me or whoever, knock yourself out because I don't pretend to have any idea. Last year was such an aberration, such an outlier statistically. It's very difficult to get a gauge for just how good or bad that team really was. It looked like they laid down the last third of the year, so maybe if they hadn't done that, they wouldn't have been getting blown out the way they were. There's a whole bunch of reasons to look at that and say, you really can't use last year to make much sense of what's going to happen this year. That there may be some truth to that. I get that. That's like a guy texting me about the UK game. It says UK has had a hard time covering. However, three receivers for Toledo are in the NFL right now, and they lost their starting center 3 weeks ago. All valid points. So again, you know, somebody is going to be forceful and take a stand one way or another, and they're going to be right. There's no question. And that guy, you're that person. Call in, and you can have your moment in the sun. But I'm just suggesting that I don't feel comfortable enough about either team to say with some definitiveness that, unless this result turns out to be X or Y, we know about that team. Louisville could get very soundly beaten by Notre Dame and still get better and better as the year goes on. And I've said this many times. Maybe that's why people say, you don't seem reluctant to embrace, because I don't want to make the same point over, but to make a difference to some element of the fan base, which is this is a program that needs to be absolutely in ways that aren't even transferable, aren't translatable to what basketball went through. It's not the same thing. It's not the same number of players. They didn't have the same number of players back. They didn't come off a 19-win season where if Dang Adele doesn't lose his mind, they probably beat Virginia and go to the NCAA tournament. That was that compared to what football's coming back from. You're not even in the same area code. They're not even in the same continent. So people who think that coaching is going to make that quick a difference, coaching will make a difference, but not, it's like an architect, or my analogy again about baking the cake. The greatest chef cannot make a cake in 5 minutes. It's going to take some time. And based on what we saw last year, you are really, really going on a tremendous, you know, leaping forward of faith that you think they're going to be that much better, because if they are just even marginally better than last year, Notre Dame is probably about 25, 26 points better. That's what the numbers say. So that's you know, and for Kentucky, it's the same deal. You could say, well, they, you know, SEC team won 10 games last year. Even though they lost two great players, they're still going to be a very strong team. But Toledo is coming off a very good year, too. And those two guys are marquee players. And the quarterback's going to be asked to do things we haven't seen him consistently do. He's had moments in the sun, but consistently, that's what we're going to be looking at. So, you know, that's why it's not a sexy take. It's people like, you know, that you want to just be forceful. Like I said, heads or tails. You know, you can and make a big forceful thing about it. But the reality is you don't know. Nobody completely knows. So let's go. Nick was doing lock show. So what was he? He was still singing the praises of Brahm or something, that if Brahm were here, that they would be great or something. That seems to be he couldn't have made that take, could he?
I don't think he went that far. I don't think he went that far with it. I think it might have been the notion that there'd at least be some players here. He might have recruited a little better just because maybe the name and, you know, coming from Purdue as opposed to coming from App State or whatever. And also that he would have brought some players with him. Like, he was wildly popular up there. He would have had a couple guys follow him to Louisville. I think that was possibly...
the take on it.
Yeah. Because I don't, you know... Fox is contrarian and whatnot, but I don't think he...
Oh,
shh. What's that?
Listen, you can hear it. You hear the money leaving the state and going across the bridge in Indiana? Because September 6th, French Lick Resort will open a state-of-the-art retail and online sports book. But once again...
Now there it goes.
Mired in the 1950s, we let all the money go up the highway, across the bridge, because God knows they don't need it in the coffers here in Kentucky, and there certainly is not anybody interested in sports in Kentucky. Nobody cares about college football, for sure, for starters. And I'm sure none of you listening here in Kentucky have made any bets, right? I'm sure of that. The only reason you call about point spreads is just for surely educational reasons. Is you're not really interested in trying to make a shekel.
Do some mathematical reasoning.
RSI is a company.
The only thing I bet on is free throws with my friends.
Rush Street Interactive is the sports wagering partner for the resorts, not only retail, but online. My guess is you're going to have to reside in Indiana to play. There's ways they can do that. Like New Jersey's got I forget what their website is called, where you can bet on horse racing and sports, but you have to prove that you're a New Jersey resident to play. I imagine Indiana's going to have the same thing, so you're going to be SOL here in Kentucky.
Wear a New Jersey Devils.
I don't know how Jersey they do it. I really don't know, since I can't do it. I don't live in New Jersey or in Indiana. But RSI, in association with French Lick, is going to launch an online sports book called BetRivers.com. Evidently, it's going to start up in just in time for the start the first week. How coincidental is that? It's going to be up just in time for the first week of the NFL season. Just amazing coincidence there. Sports fans will have millions of betting options on thousands of games locally and around the world at the touch of their fingertips. We're extremely thrilled to open this new sports book at the beautiful and historic French Lick Resort and to bring the same high-quality in-casino sports betting experience that our players in other markets have been enjoying to resort guests and all the sports fans in Indiana, said Richard Schwartz, president of Rush Street Interactive. Being headquartered in Chicago, Illinois, we're particularly proud of our Midwest heritage and the opportunity to expand in the region with these exciting online launches, where once again, Kentucky is left in the dust. Hoosier fans will feel right at home watching games and events. It's a beautiful new space, so there's a physical plant at French Lick. The lounge will have a pair of state-of-the-art 14 feet long, 8 foot high LED video walls with 18 additional TV monitors. I'm just sorry. For entertainment purposes, the best sports book in Las Vegas is the hotel that we stayed at. And I can't remember the name of it. Where did we stay? I can't remember. They all run together. It's not really on the strip. It's off a ways. But what a sports book. Fantastic. And it makes watching the game so much fun. It really does. And so to have that in here, not far away in French Lick, if it's anything like it. Westgate, thank you. Yes. The Westgate Las Vegas Resort, fantastic sports book. It's just extraordinary. And they're going to have one right at French Lick. And if it's anything like the one there, it is so much fun. I mean, you like sports. You don't have to be, you know, obviously trying to betting enough money where you're getting yourself in trouble. But just to, even the lock school of betting $5, it's just so great. You get yourself something to eat, get yourself something to drink, park yourself down there, and you're surrounded by games on state-of-the-art TVs. And chances are you've got some action on all of them. Just remarkable. By the way, if you want, in our bocce event for the Kentuckiana Friends of V, coming up September 16th, one of the items up for auction, up for bid in our auction, will be a night in the resort there, plus four rounds of golf at the Donald Ross course. So there you go. And you can go use that, go up there, stay in a beautiful resort, and play some golf, and then head over to that sports book, which is assuming that since we're not going to run the auction until September 16th, the sports book will be up and running. And you can go have yourself a good time. Rush Street was named the Mobile Operator of the Year at the North American Awards for 2019, the American Operator of the Year, and the Casino Operator of the Year at the American Gambling Awards. They give awards for everything now, but that sounds like quite a group. They're about 7 years old, the company. It was founded in 2012. They are the ones that launched the betting site in New Jersey that we talked about. Its first one in New Jersey came about in September 2016. They became the first operator to offer a fully integrated online sportsbook and casino. And they're the first to launch a legal sportsbook in the state of New York. At every state I've lived has sports betting except the one I'm living in now. Wow. Unbelievable. So congratulations to them. The media contact for them, I just want to read it because it's funny. It's this. Steve Rondonier, how you doing? How you doing, Steve? Let's get Steve on. Hey, Steve, how you doing? How you doing? That'd be so great. The guy came on. We brought him on the show. Joining us now, Steve Rondonero from French Lick about the sportsbook. Steve, how's it working? Hey, it's good to be with you guys today. No, I'm telling you, we've got a good thing going here. It's going to be good. The people are going to be very well served by our thing here. So you should come up and make wages. Okay? Thank you.
It's almost completely legit.
Poor Steve. We got Giorgio, our kicker friend, who is now, was educated at Cal. He's a very bright guy, speaks with no accent at all. We've made him not only an Italian immigrant trying to, he doesn't even understand how the rules of the game. And we made Steve, who's obviously a very successful marketing manager for French Lick, we turned him into a guy from the Italian enclave of Brooklyn. Steve's probably like, yes, I just got back from England. It was a wonderful time at Eton. I went to see my friends at Eton and Oxford and then came back. And who's this character that I hear on your show that speaks like a ruffian? I don't understand who that is.
An MBA is going to go teach like three different seminars and a TED Talk.
And I have a great guest lecturer the first week. He's a fellow who plays in the National Football League, a fellow named Giorgio, very bright man, played at Cal. But we got to find. Is Giorgio, by the way,
talking about?
Did he get cut?
Kick you the debt.
Is Giorgio still on the roster?
Hope so. I drafted him. I'm in the ESPN. Our friends down in Lexington, ESPN Lexington.
You took him as your kicker?
I'm in their fantasy league. Yeah, I took him as my second to last pick. Yeah.
How great is that? That his nickname. You know what his nickname is?
What?
Italian Ice.
There we go.
Oh, that's what I'm like talking about. I was trying to get them to call me Gelato. I like that better, but this is what they say, and I say, okay, you call me what you want. This is fine. I go kick the ball, and then we win the game, and then they give me money. This is a good thing. It says he's still on the roster, so good for him.
Old Giorgio.
I like that, Giorgio. We got to get him. I don't know. I say we got to get him on the show, but there's no. He might be mad. Suppose he hates the thing. Stop making me sound like I'm an ignoramus.
Don't make him sound like he's an ignoramus, but just make him sound like he's a stereotype. Completely different.
Bob, shut up and drink your bourbon and bet on the whipped horses. Sarcasm. Well, we can do that. That's what amazes me. When I first moved here 20 years ago, they had this 20 years ago. They have a drive-through betting. They have a drive-through wagering thing at Keeneland.
Wow.
I've never seen that any place I've lived. I was like, wow, this place really is embracing
liquor stores.
Sport. Yeah, drive through that gets me little, that's uneasy, but you know, but they, so I was like, wow, they must really embrace it. And then they not only don't have drive-through sports betting, they don't have any sports betting at all.
You know what the opposite of drive-through liquor stores is?
What?
Delivery liquor stores. Because that's safe, actually. It keeps people from going out and they're a little tipsy to get more beer. And you know who has that? Our friends at Liquor Barn. Download their app and have Liquor Barn deliver to you. And they're the sponsor for Ravens football on 93.9.
Nice.
ESPN Louisville is your official home for Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens during the 2019 NFL season.
I'm all in on the Ravens.
We're also your home for the Colts, but that game that I was talking about, that was yesterday.
Yeah, so you can't see that one now.
No, unless you have a time machine.
And that ain't going to work very often.
No.
What am I doing? Is this who?
Tass.
Tass has something for us. What are you bringing to the table here, my friend?
Well, it's Stupid Friday again. Stupid Question Friday.
Okay.
Why in God's name don't we do sports betting just like we do the illegal but legal slot machines that we have everywhere now, run a horse race from way back when, and when that horse race is over with, you have all your odds up on the board and you get to pick what you want to bet on. We're doing it now. We're gambling illegally and letting that money flow to whoever's running the machines. No taxes coming out of it whatsoever. As you said, we're so backwards right now. We think we're first.
Fantastic. I like that saying. Thank you. I don't know how you could do it the same way, though. I mean, the historical races, my understanding, and I am far from an expert, so feel free to yell at me, which is what people like to do anyway, evidently, is like if you have a horse race and nobody in 5 seconds could tell, you know, what the race is, and it comes across, 6148, that translates somehow into the little wheelie things on the slot machine, and so that's what they're predicated on. I have no idea, though, because if you look at the slot machine, and there's a little tiny button in the corner, you can hit it, and you can make it come up like so it's obviously designed just to give you a premise so that, as he said, they can illegally legal gamble or whatever. It's like, you know, drinking the secondary container in my college. Is it a legal, illegal beverage or an illegal, legal beverage? I don't know which. So that's the same deal. I don't know.
What was that? A secondary?
Yeah, I told you a story. No. I ran for student government, which I didn't win. I'm pleased many of you, I'm sure. Ridiculously close election. They were dangling Chads in this one, I'm convinced, by the way. Seriously. It was a very small school.
Dangling Chad.
You know, the Florida, the Olympic,
the recount or whatever?
The election with George Bush
and Gore?
Yeah, it was, what do they call it? The dangling Chad.
What the?
That was the...
I'm sure that was the term, but that just sounds very dirty.
That's like skiing Mount Baldy. It's something that sounds dirty, but it's not. It was the ballots that...
Could you do me a favor, by the way, while you're looking that up? Can you put the screen down? Because there's a glare coming off this car's antenna, and it's hitting me right in the eyes. Please and thank you. I hate doing that.
2000 United States presidential election, many squirrels. Florida voters used Votomatic. Well, that sounds like something that would be on Saturday Night Live with Dan Aykroyd. The Votomatic! That's the Bass-O-Matic. You don't know that bit, do you?
That's awesome, though. The Vote-O-Matic. Yeah. I like it.
It was a takeoff on those, you know, those...
Like the Vegematic.
Yeah. And it was the Bass-O-Matic. You put...
God, that's so much better. Seriously,
put fish in this blender. It's a great thing. Go look it up. Oh, it's called the Bass-O-Matic. It's hilarious. But they used this Vote-O-Matic machine, and it was called a hanging chad. That's the corners. You're supposed to push the thing out completely, and they were still hanging. Mm-hmm. And so that led to all sorts of controversy about it.
I didn't realize. I mean, I remember the recount, but I
how the hell
didn't
did we get on
hanging
that?
Chat.
What did that have to
dangling.
Do with what we're talking about?
You called it a dangling chat.
Yeah, same deal.
No, yeah, it's close, but it's funny. Dangling chat just sounds dirtier, though.
It sounds like a circus performer.
Dangling chat.
How did we get to that?
You ran for office in
college. Yeah, thank you. And they and one of the things that I was objected to is I don't like being made hypocrite. And so they would, in the student handbook, it said alcoholic beverages are prohibited on campus. This was when it was legal for 18-year-olds to drink. When I was in school, that was the legal drinking age. But the school didn't really want that known. Because if you went to recruit, and high school kids would say, well, what kind of social life do you have there? If you had to tell the kid, well, you can't drink on our campus, the kid would say, well, the hell with you. I'm not going there. So what they did is the student handbook said All alcoholic beverages on campus must be consumed in secondary containers, which means you couldn't drink it out of the can or out of a bottle.
You had to put it in like
the red Solo cup.
Right.
But the school, the book itself for the Union of College said there's no alcoholic beverages legal. And that was so that when they went to these little old ladies that were getting ready to die in the hills in Virginia and wanted to see where they wanted to leave their money, they could say, leave it to us because, look, we're a good little church-based school. We don't even allow alcohol on our campus.
So they were as blank.
So they were trying to have it both ways. And I said, I don't think that's right. Make your mind up. Either say, adhere to it, and then if you don't get students, that's the way it goes. Or have the guts to say to the woman, frankly, my dear, it's back then, you know, 19, whatever it was, and kids are legally allowed to drink at 18, and they drink, and sometimes they have parties, ma'am. That's the way it is. And so if that means you're not going to leave us your state money, then don't leave us your state money.
We'll just steal it. No. Okay.
So I said, so what does that mean? Is it, you know, and why are we doing it? Is it because we're a church-related school? Does that mean, like, if you're not church-related, you should be, providing rolling bars? That was my favorite line of the whole editorial I wrote.
What, so, rolling bars?
See, I knew you were walking all over because you couldn't wait to say what you were going to say.
Well, no, because I was giving you props.
Yeah, so that was I wrote an editorial for the paper, and I stood by that. Take a stand, damn it. Don't be a hypocrite. Either say we're going to allow secondary containers and for people of age can drink, or we're going to suck it up and our poor recruiters are going to be out there and having kids laugh at their face and say they're never going to come to school here. But don't try and do it both ways. So that was my big campaign.
What was the rolling bars comment?
I said, if the explanation was, well, we want to do that because we're a church-related school, I said, what does that mean? That the state schools should be advertising that they're going to provide a rolling bar? Because there's no church affiliation. I mean, that's going to be a difficult recruiting thing. So.
Look at you being pro-party.
They had hanging chads, dimpled chads, fat chads. It was referred to a bunch of different ways. People are reminding me about that.
That'd be a great band.
The dangling chads! Right? I think they actually performed at Live Aid.
And then they turned into the fat chads.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get older, unfortunately.
Unless you go to Vitality.
And if you go to Vitality, you won't be a fat chad anymore, or a fat John, or a fat Mary, or a fat anything, because they are Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss caters their program to you. They do a little test. It's not a painful test. You put your hand on this little machine. You got to sit there for like 20 minutes, and it goes through everything and tells you your makeup of your body. And it also tells the people in charge, hey, this guy needs this or this girl needs that. And they give you supplements tailored to you. And that makes all the difference. And it's one of the reasons, by the way, I'm convinced that, you know, people who've fought weight problems that say a lot of times, I don't understand. I think I ate plenty of food, but I'm still hungry. I'm convinced it's because it is your body's way of telling you, you don't really need more food. You need this mineral or this nutrient or this vitamin or something. It's trying to tell you that, and you don't get it. So you just keep eating the same stuff you've been eating. Okay, I'll have another slice of pizza, or I'll have some more cereal or something, and you're still not getting what you need. And that's the problem. And this takes care of that. So you get your body the nutrients it needs. It lets you eat so it fits your style and it fits your lifestyle. It's not these prepackaged foods with these ridiculously tiny portions. It's something that you can do for the rest of your life, is learn how to eat properly and be healthy. And I've lost about 25 pounds on the thing. Nick's lost about the same, and I'm not backing up yet. We're going to try and get to the next level. I hope the next reads I give you next month will show that I'm down 35 pounds or 40 pounds or whatever, because you can do it. I can do it. You certainly can do it. All diets work. That's the truth. Most of the commercial diets out there, you will lose weight. The problem is you'll have a hard time keeping it off, and you'll be miserable while you do it. In this case, it's neither. You'll be able to keep that weight off because you'll have learned how to see the world and how you eat differently. And you also will not be so miserable while it goes on, because you're going to be eating some really good food. And that's
healthy
the fun
food.
Of it. That's
you feel better.
Yes. And you've discovered some new good foods. That's also cool. So
combined, I don't know exactly how much our sales team lost. Nathan, Brianna, they're all on it too. I know they've dropped a little bit of weight. I wonder if combined we could drop an entire Shetland pony.
Wow, I don't know. Have to see
That'd
what Shetland pony weights. But anyway, check them out. There's two locations, one in southern Indiana. Payday!
Woo!
Oh, sorry. One in...
let's go blow this money across the river.
Let's go to French Lick. Well, we got to wait until September 6th if we want to bet on sports. But it's Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss. Check them out. One location here in Louisville, one in southern Indiana. Tell them we sent you. They'll take care of you. And we will take a short break and then come back and talk some more feetball with all of you here on ESPN 680, 105.7.
Football is here, and so is the ESPN Louisville College Football and NFL Guide, getting you ready for the 2019 season. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, power rankings, host predictions, and much, much more. They're absolutely free, and they're available right now at area Penn Station East Coast sublocations, Buffalo Wild Wings, the UPS Jobs Employment Center on the National Turnpike, Class Act Federal Credit Unions, Area Bear Nose Pizzas, the Oxmoor Auto Group, and at Wing Zone. Limited amounts are available. Get yours today. It's the 2019 College Football and NFL Preview from ESPN Louisville.
It's August, folks, and that means state fairs, heat, and getting ready for back to school. But there's one cool thing you can always count on, and that's a great steak at Cattleman's Roadhouse. Like our Haystack Sirloin and Salad Bar special for just $14.99. That's right, $14.99. So take a load off and enjoy a great steak at one of our eight locations. Cattleman's, where a great steak is just the beginning.
Hey, it's Bobby V. Save money on bills during the hot summer months. New windows from Universal Windows Direct will keep your home cool in the summer and toasty warm in the winter. Their exclusive window construction features super spacer, non-metal, non-conductive glass spacer system that's the key to lowering monthly bills year-round. Right now, every window you buy, you get one free and 0% financing for 36 months. Call 502-487-5200 or go to UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Diener's morning show doesn't start till 7 because we thought he needed the beauty sleep. It hasn't worked yet. On ESPN 680, 105.7 and 93.9 The Ville.
Hey, Bobby V here. You've heard me talking about Vitality Wellness and weight loss for good reason. I've lost over 20, almost 30 pounds, actually, and it's all personalized and works just for you. It's not a one-size-fits-all diet, and they tailor their programs, their supplements, the minerals, to what your body needs. I like understanding how and why we're doing things, and that's what they explain to you at Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss. Give them a call. They're at 502-442-7. 7180 Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss. Be healthier, thinner, happier. Starting tomorrow at Vitality.
Experience Rufino, one of the most iconic names in Italian wine. Add a touch of Italian hospitality to every occasion with wines for every palate. From sparkling Proseccos and Rosés to fresh fruit-forward whites and Tuscan Estate Reds, you'll find the perfect wine with ease. Celebrate with Rufino and discover the Italian art of good living. La Vita Rufino. Please enjoy our wines responsibly. 2019 Rufino Import Company, Rutherford, California.
Hey, it's James Treble. Join me Saturday for the first edition of this season's UK postgame show as Kentucky hosts Toledo. And it's all right here on ESPN 680 105.7. We're the first show in town that will take your calls after the game. You can hear live from Mark Stoops and their reports from Lexington. It's all Saturday afternoon around 3 o'clock on ESPN 680 105.7 and the ESPN Louisville app.
The Four Roses Bourbon Rock the Water Tower, September 1st at the Louisville Water Tower Park, featuring the Four Roses Bourbon Tasting Experience and amazing food. Live music by Tony and the Tan Lines and the Crashers with special guest John Elefante, former lead singer of Kansas, and Johnny Edwards, former lead singer of Foreigner, and much more. Classic rock, classic fun, Labor Day weekend at the Four Roses Bourbon Rock the Water Tower. Tickets available online now at rockthewatertower.com.
Louisville football is back, and when the Cards play, keep it locked on ESPN Louisville for the most pre- and post-game coverage. We're working all day September 2nd, getting you ready for the Cards and Fighting Irish beginning at 7 a.m., and we'll take you all the way up until kickoff with the Coors Light pregame show. And then directly following the game, Mark Ennis will take your calls, and you'll hear live from Scott Satterfield. If it's Louisville football, we talk about it here on ESPN Louisville, ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Labor Day coverage of Louisville football is presented by Window World, simply the best for less, and the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to get a ride home even if you're just a little impaired. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Fall is all about color. So is Vigoro Colored Mulch at the Home Depot. Right now at Labor Day savings of 5 bags for just $10. Vigoro is 100% natural shredded wood in 3 beautiful shades. It beautifies your garden while retaining moisture. And at this low price, it also looks great on your budget. Today is the day for doing with Labor Day savings on Vigoro Mulch, 5 bags, just $10. Now, at the Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
V Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Earlier in the show, if you were with us earlier in the show, if you were with us early in the show, if you were with us early. Oh, stuck. Sorry.
Everyone, the changing mics is really blanking me up. It's not your guys' fault.
Why did I go on this mic? How did I wind up on this mic?
Because it was in front of you.
I don't know. Anyway, I apologize. I didn't do that on purpose.
No, it's all right. It throws me off.
Well, you should, because I started on the main mic, and then all of a sudden, for some reason, Mike wound up on that mic. I mean, no pun intended.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, it's funny. But no, it's not hard. I just need to look up and figure it out.
There's no reason to make it that complicated. That's on us. That's on me. My blow, as my players used to say. That's my blow. That's my blow.
Kind of like that. We should bring that back.
My blow?
My blow.
All right. Michael Rona was with us earlier. Michael Rona is going to be the racetrack announcer for the five-date meeting at Kentucky Downs. And I was kind of embarrassed to ask him because he was working at Santa Anita. They got new ownership, and so they replaced him there. And I said, I wanted to know, are you still kind of working? And I found out now after the fact that he got a good gig. Arizona Downs, which is going to have had live racing this year for the first time since 2010. Nice to see it get back in the business. It used to be called Yavapai Downs. And now it's Arizona Downs, and they had a long meet, went May 24th through Labor Day. He's the track announcer, but they were nice enough to let him out of the last weekend so that he can come get started at Kentucky Downs. So good for him. So we'll be out there Thursday. That's my way of telling you we'll be out there on Thursday at Kentucky Downs. And if you get a chance, come say hello. It's a wonderful place. And
it's going to be fun.
You know, it is fun. It's great fun to be there. We had a great time at Ellis Park, raised some money for Kentuckiana Friends of V. Find out more about Kentuckiana Friends of V, how you can help, how you can volunteer, how you can sponsor a court in the bocce tournament. You can come out. It's open to the public this year, by the way. If you just want to come, if you've never seen the castle, come and see us. It's a great place. We're going to be playing there September 16th at the castle in Versailles, and I think you will enjoy being part of it. I know I'm looking forward to it. I have to do business. I apologize for leaving it till now. But
a little bit of business.
Our friends at Genesis have a great program in place they want me to tell you about, and I'm happy to do it. If you buy a diamond there, and then a little bit later, a couple of years down the road, you say, you know what, I'd like to get a bigger diamond or upgrade, they'll give you not only 100% of your original purchase price toward the larger diamond, but they'll add 10% to it. So how does that work? Let's say you buy a $5,000 diamond, and in a couple of years you find a $7,000 diamond you'd like to get. Well, you bring that original diamond back. They'll give you $5,500 for the original. That's what you paid for it, plus an extra 10% is $5,500. So you'll only pay the difference in cash for the new one, in this case, $1,500, and you'll end up with a much larger diamond. That is a company that believes in their product and really reaches out to try and make you a lifetime customer. That's why their salespeople are not commissioned salespeople. They're just non-commissioned sales agents that are trying to make you walk away a happy customer, because their idea is, let's make these people pleased and we'll get lifetime customers, and that's what they've done with us. They absolutely have done everything they said that they do. The things they don't do, they don't inflate their prices. They don't play retail pricing games, and they work with you no matter what your budget, because they want you to be a customer for life, and that's just what they've done for us. It's an amazing policy and really shows how Genesis stands behind what they sell. And they're the best selection, best prices, best warranties, non-commissioned salespeople. It's just a great place and a safe place to shop for jewelry. Only at Genesis Diamonds, the official jeweler of the Louisville Cardinals and the Kentucky Wildcats, Shelbyville Road Plaza. Football season really underway for proper here in week number one. Kentucky takes on Toledo. Louisville takes on Notre Dame on Labor Day evening. Our football guide is available throughout the city at Class Act Federal Credit Union, Bairnos, the Oxmoor Auto Group, Wing Zone, Penn Station Subs, Buffalo Wild Wings, and the UPS Jobs Employment Center on National Turnpike. It's free. It's a great full-color magazine. I think you'll enjoy it. Check it out. We also have a you want to win tickets to the home opener in Lexington this Saturday? Well, the guys at ESPN 680 and 105.7 and Guy on the Corner Tickets want to give you a chance to do just that. GuyOnTheCornerTickets.com. How do you get this? Well, you head over to ESPN 680's Facebook page. You like the post there, and you like Guy on the Corner Tickets. Tag in the comment section who you'd take with you, and you're automatically entered for a chance to win tickets to the season opener. How great is that? You can do the same thing for Louisville. You head over to ESPN 680 or 93.9 The Ville Facebook page. Like the ESPN Louisville Guy on the Corner Tickets post. Tag in the comment section who you'd be taking with you on Labor Day, and you're entered for a chance to win tickets to that game, plus the ESPN Louisville tailgate, plus the ultimate college football experience. So there you go. So check them out at GuyOnTheCornerTickets.com. NFLGuys.com. So there you go. There's that. I've said this many times during the course of the show. It's in some ways a matter of self-preservation because it's just it's not something I relish, even though they say, oh, it's great, you got a talk show topic. If they go out, Louisville gets annihilated on Saturday, on Monday, and I'm not saying they will. So I'm not predicting that they will. But if they do, and there is a chance, because this is a very good Notre Dame team, and this is a Louisville team that we're waiting to see why we should think they're going to be better. We're putting a lot of faith in the fact that a new coaching staff will instill different discipline, and they will, but that doesn't immediately transfer into results. As I said, you got if you followed a guy in the kitchen who was using substandard ingredients, and then you bring in all the top flight ingredients for a new cake, you're going to have a better cake when it's baked. But you still got to give it time, and that's why how our cliched saying "let the cake bake" came about. And I think it's foolish to think they baked a cake in this short time. I think they're still accruing those top of the line ingredients that they need to get. They still got a few more trips to make to Kroger. So when you look at it that way, you'd be hard pressed to think. Now the great thing is if they suddenly did something the unthinkable and they won this game or it came down to a last possession or something, man oh man, with good reason people should be celebrating. But the fact of the matter is, that's, I think that's a bit unlikely, in my opinion. It's just opinion. But I'm the first to tell you, nobody knows. You don't know. We don't know. Puma Pass, we have no idea how good he really can be. Last year was basically a lost year. His confidence was shattered. We don't know. We don't know if the one-sided games at the end of the year were just an indication of how badly that team quit on each other and their coaching staff. And we've said this 50 times. There's no other takes to have on it. That's one of the reasons why I just haven't brought it up. We've said it. If you listen to the show, I realize it's a different audience every hour, every day. But the fact is, that's the storyline. And so we have no way of knowing until they play. The problem with their game and Kentucky's game, in my opinion, is when you don't know, when there's no basis for you to form any evaluation of a team or a player, you stick your own narrative in there. Nobody can prove you wrong. Nobody can say, how could you say that guy's a good hitter or a good shooter? He's hitting 220 or he's shooting 12% behind the three-point. You have no data to deal with. So we're just going on opinion. That result doesn't fit your narrative. Then all of a sudden, rather than say, boy, I really didn't, I was just stabbing in the dark. I really didn't know. Well, nobody wants to say that. Nobody wants to come across that way. So you try and figure out who's to blame for it. And so they'll try and point fingers at, well, see, Satterfield, he's not, he's not what we thought he was or anything. And there's no way of knowing that. You don't know if Kentucky, does not win by a million points. We don't know what that means. We know that Toledo was very good last year. Maybe it turns out that Toledo is very good again. Maybe it does mean that Kentucky is not as good as you thought. But the narrative will elicit such emotional responses from fans because they've already decided right now. There's an element of the fan base for Louisville that's decided, well, this guy's going to be a train wreck because he's not Jeff Brohm. Now, if Jeff Brohm were here, we'd have great players. We have this. You don't know that. None of us know that. We have no, and I like Jeff a lot, but I don't know Scott Satterfield at all. Not even talked to him, but listening to him and watching how he's going about his business, I'm a big fan. He's building it block by block. He's building a house. He's the three little pig guy building it with bricks. You're not going to blow it over once it gets built. That's what I see, but that's going to take some time. And so I'm willing to give him time. Kentucky is coming off a year that Coach Stoops built and got to 10 wins. Fantastic. I don't think anybody anticipates him keeping it there year after year at 10 wins, but there is a big difference between a 6-win sneak into a bowl season and an 8-win season, for example. I don't think Toledo is going to tell you definitively one way or another. And that's the whole point. It's going to be whatever narrative you want to ascribe to it. If they win by a million, it's a MAC team. That doesn't tell you anything. If it's a close game and you think they're not that good, you say, see, they struggled with Toledo. Or the other way around. If you say, hey, this is a team that's coming off a very good year with an explosive offense, first game, Kentucky having to adjust to lose players of the caliber they did, hey, that's a good win. They beat a good team. That's a good starting game. The Sagarins have it as a 4-point separation. I don't think the Sagarin ratings have a lot of impact early because they don't have a lot of data. But the point is, these games are wait-and-see games, and any other narrative you give to it is just off your opinion without really having anything to base it on. Have fun. We'll see you on Labor Day. We're working. Yay for us. The Take is next. ESPN Radio.
During these trying...
With UPS, future you graduates from Metro College with zero debt. How? As a package handler, you'll have a great job while you attend Metro College, and 100% of your tuition will be covered. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at UPS.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today. Delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination online at bluegrasskarting.com.